Good morning and welcome in. It's time again for the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands right here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. It's good to have you here. Beautiful weekend for us here in the Midlands of South Carolina. I'm Gary David, and we're loaded up this morning talking to local businesses here, helping to make your life as a homeowner even easier. We'll talk to Larry Harris from Classic Systems coming up in about 20 minutes now. Larry has the Pure Air Systems, these air purifiers that, well, again, nobody's going to claim they're going to keep you from getting something like COVID-19. What we can tell you is these systems will keep your home healthier, the air in your home, and as an extension, keep you and your family healthier as well. So we'll talk about how that all works. Casey Alexander will be by from Lifetime Cabinets and Countertops. We'll be talking about caring for those countertops. And is it any different depending on what sort you have, whether you get the granites or the marbles, the quartz or the quartzite, and which ones may be best for your particular application? Is, well, with more and more of us spending more time at home, we're finding lots of projects to take on. That's one that is very popular right now. So we'll chat with Casey Alexander about that a little bit later on. But we start with, we got them both here with us this morning. Michael Nicholson and Tim Quarles, the co-owners of the Moving Squad. Guys, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, sir.
All right. Hope y'all both doing well. And so it sounds like y'all staying busy, huh?
Yeah, we stand a little busy, unfortunately, of the situation, but, you know, people got to move. So, you know, we're here to deliver the service. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, that's right. And, guys, I have just earlier this week I saw a report that I know here in the Southeast, I'm not sure about other parts of the country, but in the Southeast, home sales are starting to improve now. We're starting to see more and more homes go up on the market. People are buying and people are selling. And this is why I always love to talk to you guys every couple of weeks, because in your industry, in the moving industry, you got a pretty good barometer of how things are going, even at a time like this, especially as it relates to home sales. And are you guys seeing that business pick up on your end right now, Michael?
I can certainly tell you, you know, doing in-home estimates, I mean, we're still running, you know, 7 to 10 estimates a day. You know, a lot of the homeowners are, I guess the unique problem right now is the people that are out shopping are motivated to buy. You don't have people just shopping the shop. So, you know, houses are selling, you know, 3-4, you know, within a week. And they haven't secured their next home because they thought it was going to be a month or two, their home would be on the market, and moving people into storage units and rental houses.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I certainly would say, you know, if you're in the market to sell your home, make sure you're also in the market looking at other homes at the same time. Don't wait on one to do the other.
You mentioned that. Yeah, I mean, you get into that quandary, and now you're having to, you know, put this furniture in a warehouse or so. You know, if you find yourself in that situation, I mean, you got to store your furniture for a month or maybe more. I mean, you're talking about incurring a pretty hefty expense, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can tell you an estimate I did yesterday. Within 2 days of the house being on the market, they had 9 showings and they had 3 offers.
Wow. Wow. Sorry, we get a little extraneous noise. We apologize, but this is what happens when we social distance and can't be in the studio together. So it's just the way it goes. Tim, you guys, and again, the Moving Squad is, you guys are local, you're a locally owned company, and it might surprise some people that you do an awful lot of interstate moves, and you guys just had a big job. You were telling me before airtime here, over heading over to Alabama with a bunch of trucks the other day. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. We headed down to Alabama yesterday. We had 2 26-foot trucks, and we had to pull 2 vehicles behind those 2 26-foot trucks. So I just want to let, you know, people know out there that we do have the experienced drivers that can pull your vehicle right behind our moving trucks. So, you know, it was a pretty big, solid job. Took us about 3 days. But once again, the moving squad came through. No damages, solid move, solid customer. And, you know, we're just here to provide service for the Midlands, you know, and regardless of where you're moving to, we can take you there. We go all over.
Michael, I'm sure the bulk of your moves, of course, are local or what have you. But if you had to break it down, local moves versus statewide versus interstate moves, I mean, how does it all stack up for what you guys do?
We're probably about 70% local. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as the Midlands area, you know, running up to Charlotte and, you know, running down to Charleston or running up to Atlanta and running down to Charleston. But that other 30%, you know, we're going several states away. And, you know, it's always a good option, you know, versus using one of the interstate guys, you know, because we load you, drive straight to you, unload you. We don't piggyback anything. And, you know, you're only a day or two at most without your items versus being several weeks without your items. So mm-hmm. I always say if you factor in the hotels and everything else and the inconvenience of not having your stuff, we are still very competitive even when you get over 1,000 miles out.
Tim, Michael Nicholson just mentioned, without having to piggyback. Explain what that is, Tim. What is piggybacking on an interstate move?
Piggyback is when, for instance, an 18-wheeler, they would be coming, let's say, from New York, and they're heading down to Miami. So if they got a load coming out of New York that's going to Miami, and it's only one-third of the truck, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What they can do is take calls all the way down the East Coast until they get to Miami and picking up, you know, small loads here, small loads there, and dropping them off on the way. Mm-hmm. But the backlash with that is sometimes they might have a delay and you might be the third delivery and the second delivery might take longer than expected. So you might not get your stuff for like a week. You know, it just only... Right. Stuck on the back of a truck, and the truck driver is from New York City, and you're from South Carolina, and you don't know anything about him, and he don't know anything about you. You know, it complicates the situation, and, you know, you can go to YouTube and look these videos up about these horrible movers, mm-hmm. and one of the shows on there shows you exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, it happens. Unfortunately.
And Michael, I guess the family that's really out of luck is the family in that situation, that instance there from New York, because what could have been a day and a half drive from New York to Miami now suddenly becomes maybe a 3-week drive, I guess.
Yes, sir. And that does, you know, happen very frequently, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 weeks as far as from when you're loaded to when you're unloaded. And, you know, then it comes up to, you know, keeping the loads, you know, when several load or several different moves are on one truck, you know, then it's up to the organization of the driver. Always say if you do find yourself in that position as a customer, sure, spend the time with the inventory list as the truck's unloaded. You have to check everything. You can't allow yourself to be busy somewhere else, period, or else you're going to run the risk of, you know, a couple boxes or a couple items not making it to you and it not being noted on the invoice. Because once you sign that invoice with the, you know, interstate guys, you know, your time frame to make any type of complaint is extremely short or to say that something's missing. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I hear stories all the time. And so, you know, you definitely, you know, you get what you pay for, you know. Like you get cheap toilet paper versus good toilet paper, you get what you pay for.
All right, now we take whatever we can get when it comes to toilet paper. But, hey, Tim, so I'm just curious, Tim, how do these people that do this sort of thing, this piggyback on these interstate moves, how do they go about keeping items separated?
Well, on the 18-wheeler, most of them are 53 long, I want to say 53 feet. So that's a lot of space. And what you guys have is they have these wooden boards
that they
put up throughout the truck to separate the loads. And then you got to imagine that these trucks are, about 12 foot high. So they can stack your stuff, you know, 12 foot high. You know, it wouldn't take a lot of room up, you know, if you got a truck that got a ceiling that high. And they got ladders inside of it, and it's all about maximizing the mileage, you know. So, you know, like you say, they can have three big loads on there, and they can charge anywhere from $7,000 to $8,000 each load. and they all going in one path.
Right.
And they'll do the same thing on the way back. And a lot of people don't know that because you got a lot of brokers out here that just put ads on the internet, and they're not even a moving company, and they just put another ad in to an 18-wheeler driver that's heading in the direction that you want to move to.
Mm.
There's a lot of tricks in there, so you know I advise anybody, man. A lot of companies that are local, they go in and out of state like that. I would go with, you know, a local company that goes on the interstate. So, you know, and we go all over. You know, we had a job just last year that went all the way to Montana. So,
oh, wow.
It's a long ride, but hey, we go all over. So, you know, just want to keep that in mind, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our future customers.
Michael, we've talked about brokers before, Michael. Again, for folks who aren't familiar with how that works, explain to us how a broker can come into play in some of these moves and why you really kind of want to shy away from that if possible.
Well, and I'm certainly not trying to blast anyone here, but, you know, I will say, you know, the moving industry for many years has always had, a large black eye. And that's one of the reasons, you know, the Moving Squad, we try to be as transparent as possible, as upfront as possible. But yes, you know, you go into the internet and, you know, search moving companies. What a broker will do is a broker will get your move, and then he'll try to find a local company to run that move for him. You know, they sit in the office. They never leave that office. So, you know, regardless of a booker books us or a customer, you know, local customer books us, you know, our three-man rate is 130. So the booker is going to make some money, so they're going to bump that rate up to, you know, 175, you know, 150. And what you're going to pay the broker, you know, we would have done, say, for 390, you're now going to pay, you know, 620.
Wow.
I always tell everybody, just, you know, do your homework. We've all got, you know, all of, you know, the legitimate movers, you know, we have websites, we have our ORS number, we have our accord forms, very public. For you to see, the accord form is our insurance form, which shows all of our coverages that we have to protect your items, to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows our workers' comp to where, you know, somebody doesn't have to worry if somebody does a slip and fall in their living room that, you know, they're not having to worry about their homeowners getting a lawsuit put against them.
Oh, yeah, right. That's important to point out because, yeah, if you bring somebody into your home who's not an insured worker of any sort, moving, carpenter or whatever, and something happens, you could be liable for it because it takes place inside your four walls. So that's
yes,
something,
sir.
Something
and
to keep in mind.
I would say, you know, along with the cargo insurance form, the workers' comp form is so important to verify that it's there, one, and then two, it actually covers, you know, just like if, you know, in a car accident, if you have minimum coverage doesn't cover, you know, more than half the cars on the road.
Right.
So, you know, you want to make sure the right limits are there to protect you, you know, because moving day is supposed to be a great day. You're moving to your new frontier, your new job, your new house, your upsizing, you're retiring and downsizing. And so you're, you know, moving to the beach or moving up to the mountains. And it's supposed to be a great day, not be a day of worry and stress and you know, being anxious. And so mm-hmm. do your homework ahead of time. Always get two or three estimates, four or five if you want. But just make sure you protect yourself. You know,
yeah.
The main thing. You know, check with the Better Business Bureau.
Sure. Do your homework. Yeah.
You know, we're all out there. Here locally, you got the Public Service Commission and you got the Office of Regulatory Staff. Either one of them can, you know, give guidance as far as, you know, is it a legal company? Do they have their insurances in place? Is everything up to date?
Yeah, it is kind of interesting, Tim, and that a lot of people will do their homework for a purchase, let's say, or for, you know, using some sort of a service industry job that needs to be done in their home, you know, roofing or what have you, and they'll check with a Better Business Bureau and check on Google reviews and all of this and that kind of stuff. For something that may cost a few thousand dollars, but you talk about a move now and somebody is driving a truck away from your home with all of your worldly possessions in it, you can't put a price tag on that. I mean, that's a lot of money right there.
It is a lot of money. That's a lot of money. But I mean, people make these mistakes every day. I mean, it's funny, but, you know, like Michael said, you got to do your homework. You know, here at the Moving Squad, we try to provide, you know, services that makes it easier for you to get in contact with us. You know, you see the trucks with the logos. You see the numbers on the slide. You want to be able to talk to somebody that, you know, that you can say, hey, why don't you just come out and, you know, check it out for yourself in person. You know, we do free estimates. You know, we come out to the job. You know, it's going to be guys there that you can trust. And also, there's going to be guys there with experience.
Right.
So that what stands us away from the rest, you know.
Right.
Within a year, I think we have grown bigger than any other company in the state of South Carolina, you know. That's how good we're doing right now. Michael just, you know, I don't know if he mentioned it to you, we just bought two more trucks, you know, and we're just moving forward. We just had our yearly anniversary. Michael, what, the 27th?
Yes.
So, you know, like I say, when in doubt, call the squad. You know, we can clean it up for you. So, you know, if we got to run an 18-wheeler down and take your property off of there and put it on our trucks, we will.
All right. And you know, Michael, remind me next time we get together that we need to talk about the questions that a consumer should be asking of a potential mover. The sorts of questions, the sorts of answers they should be getting. So let's do that next time around. We're out of time now, but guys, appreciate it. Tim, thanks. Good to hear from you again, my friend. And
yes,
Michael,
sir. Yes, sir. You too.
All right, brother. Stay safe, Michael. How can folks reach the Moving Squad?
Best way to get us is the office number is 915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. Of course, the website Moving Squad SC for South Carolina.com. And always, our ORS PSC number is 9859.
All right, guys. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend. If you're not working too hard, we'll talk to you again next time.
All right.
Thank you, Gary.